I am Roberta Schultz. I live in a 1950s house with vintage Haywood Wakefield furniture scattered throughout the living and dining rooms. So maybe I was instantly drawn to Christy Jordan's sweetness, southern recipes to celebrate the warmth, the love, and the blessings of a full life by its mid-century appearance. The cover design for this cookbook, about mostly desserts, uses the same reds and blues I recognize from those kitschy chrome-edge kitchen tables of the 1950s and 60s. And throughout the volume, stylized fonts and olive green panels showcase the side stories, how-to notes, and storage tips in 20th century charm. Next to each carefully collected recipe in Jordan's beautiful cookbook is a family story, a black-and-white photo, or a pastel rendering of Pyrex-looking mixing bowls, baking dishes, or iced tea pitchers. Even the photos of the finished product, cookies, pies, cakes, bars, and drinks, look like something straight out of 1950s Betty Crocker. I have never been so visually thrilled by something since I discovered a Color Flight set of Melmac dinnerware at Goodwill, complete with its original Do's and Don'ts pamphlet, proudly stamped with a good housekeeping guarantee. But this cookbook is much more than its pretty face. As I browse the author's narratives about where her recipes originated, read her story about how her grandma earned the nickname Old Scrap Iron, enjoyed her essay on longing and finding that delves into Shakespeare's Sonnet 29, and skimmed her many, many tips on how to be in the moment and savor life's sweetness, I realize that sweetness has many meanings beyond preparing treats that your friends and family love. Compiling these recipes from ancestors, friends, and her own nuclear family is just another way for Jordan to keep these people present in her everyday life. It is a way to honor the relationships dearest to her while encouraging others to do the same. In a recipe that the author considered a failure, the cookies tasted great but looked homely, Jordan acknowledges how making mistakes keeps us learning throughout life. Before she had a chance to toss the batch, her children and husband arrived home, grabbed a few cookies while passing through the kitchen, and then later returned to demand that she only make that kind of cookie from now on, since they smelled and tasted so great. Documented in the cookbook as flop cookies, the author preserves this recipe, along with a few essays about the messy trial and error of raising a family, and how the secret to savoring that sweetness lies in the lingering. I'm inspired to try some of Jordan's tips for freezing cookie dough, especially with this busy holiday time swirling about us. If I can get some sugar cookie dough prepared ahead of time, maybe I can linger over the vision of my college roommate as she tie-dyes each cookie with splashes of food coloring. We swap stories in our granny aprons as I struggle to keep up my part of the annual assembly line, icing her creations and topping them with sprinkles. I'm also very interested in learning how to make good butter rolls from this cookbook. Jordan offers both a from scratch and a shortcut method to these tasty rolls. And another intriguing recipe is one for fruit cocktail pie, collected from Jordan's friend Jill. Both recipes were discovered on scribbled aged papers in their grandmother's respective cookbooks. Just another sweet reminder that those we love are with us always. Perhaps my favorite essay in sweetness is entitled Why We Love Vintage Things. Jordan used to sit with her grandparents and great-grandparents in the evenings and drink coffee with them once the chores were done. She remembers everything about those times, the fact that she was actually drinking milk with a little coffee and sugar added to allow her to take part in the grown-ups' ritual, the china mug she drank from with its pedestal and sheep pattern, the special feeling of being included. Years later, she went looking for that very mug online. The day it arrived, she poured herself a cup of coffee, feeling just a little closer to those grandparents again. I know exactly what she means. Every time I drink coffee from one of my Melmac cups, I am transported to my Grandma Babe's kitchen at the chrome-edged table where my whole extended family is gathered around. Vintage sweetness. Christy Jordan's cookbook is a celebration of sweet recipes and even sweeter memories. According to Stacy Little, author of the Washington Post bestseller, The Southern Bite Cookbook, sweetness will fill your stomach and feed your soul. You can find a link to Christy Jordan's Sweetness, Southern Recipes to Celebrate the Warmth, the Love, and the Blessings of a Full Life at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I am Roberta Schultz.